This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime Crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat-Knicks, Warriors-Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Ist es schon soweit? Komm in Weihnachtsstimmung mit Action. Wir haben alles, was du für die schönste Zeit des Jahres brauchst. Zum Beispiel ein Disney-Weihnachtskuscheltier nur 5,95 und eine Lichterkette 10 Meter nur 2,99. Lass die Vorfreude beginnen. Komm in eine unserer Filialen und entdecke die besten Weihnachtsartikel zum kleinsten Preis. Action. Kleine Preise, große Freude.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, East Coast correspondent Allie Breen. She's on the way right after this.
Oh, yeah.
And the sign said anybody caught trespassing will be shot on sight. So I jumped over the fence and yelled at the house, "Hey, what gives?"
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Chick McGee is not here to help us complain about the crappy new name of the Washington Redskins, now called the Commanders.
We can do that tomorrow.
Like that. The Commanders. It's so generic. Pathetic.
Hate it.
Why didn't they go with the Red Tails? Or the, oh, jeez.
Oh, doesn't affect my life at all.
No, it does, because it's just the genericizing of America, the blanding, is that a word, of everything?
Well, sure, why not?
I understand why they don't want to have Redskins, but they could have done something that would make a nod to the great the Black Aviators. Would have been a great move, but no.
Well, they're making a nod to the great Commanders in the world.
That's pretty generic.
Commander Cody, we lost
exactly,
him.
Exactly, yeah, sure.
The great George Frayne, we lost him in 2021. Yeah. My pappy said, "Son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln."
That hot.
That was in Shakespeare, right? Was that Romeo and Juliet? That's Josh Arnold with the IHateStevenSinger.com sidekick, desk, and chair. Christy's looks like she's ready to go camping. Mm-hmm. Looks so nice today, and you're a red check.
Thank you.
Jeff Oskey is sitting in for Mr. McGee. And we have a special treat coming up right now, because Jessica Alsman's over there. And Pat, I don't know if you heard about this, but Allie had to step aside today. So the ladies are going to read all of us and Ace and everybody romance letters, and we're going to try to help out.
Oh, okay. And you call these romance letters?
Yeah, these are people having romance problems. We're trying to help, Josh.
Mm. Oh, I thought you had a different name for it. I apologize.
Well, we like to call it sexy time.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
I just like to see Ace.
Oh, I don't like that.
Shiver when you do that.
You thought when I said sexy time.
It's almost as bad as when he says pornos.
Yeah.
I agree.
You got some of those pornos. Sexy time in front of the camera.
All right.
For me, I'm a private man.
Okay. All right. Who's going first?
I can go first. You want me to go first?
Go ahead, Christy.
Dear Allie/Christy. The girl I've been with for 5 years refuses to move in together until we are married.
Oh.
I refuse to get married until we live together. I'm a firm believer in living together before marriage, but she has traditions in her family that she won't break. What can I do here? Please help.
I don't think you're going to win this one.
Yeah.
What year is it?
Maybe spend weekends together?
Yeah, do something. You want to try out the car before you drive it? Is that what
I guess that's what he's saying.
Yeah.
You learn a lot about a person once you live with them.
You do.
That's true.
Yeah. So maybe, just stay the week there. It's like a vacation. But it's a staycation.
Right.
Now,
Josh, let's just say this was your situation.
Yeah.
What particular habits would this woman find out that you have once you move in together? Are there certain things, certain oddities about you?
There are a couple things that I would either have to change, or I would have to go, look, this is what I do. I'm a gross boy, and you're going to have to deal with it.
Okay. I know you have scary monster movie dolls hidden.
Oh, yeah, but those are, I have a closet for that.
Yeah, but that's not a thing. That's not a deal breaker.
I will occasionally pee in the sink, and so I need to...
There's a kitchen or
a bathroom. Yeah.
Okay.
Bathroom sink.
Because peeing in the kitchen sink would probably require a ladder.
A sink is so much easier to clean than a toilet, and so I usually just use the sink as a urinal.
I just want to say right now, I'll be the judge. That's got to stop.
That's where you brush your teeth.
Oh, man. No, I brush my teeth in a different sink.
You have a piss sink and a tooth sink. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
the shower is really easy. Can you just hop in there and just...
Well, then the shower, I will also occasionally do what's known as a farmer's hanky.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah. So those two things...
That's where you're blowing snot out of your nostrils.
Yeah, you press one nostril closed.
Then you kick it to the drain.
That. But that you do on your private time. I mean, unless she's in the bathroom with you. Don't,
right.
That... wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, don't blow a snot rocket on her when she's in the shower with you. Then you should be fine.
And then if she's in the shower, I assume that you have the decency to go to a different bathroom should any major transaction.
Of course,
you don't go in there and get that all moist.
When my ex was
stanky.
When my ex was living with me, she had a different shower than I did. Yeah. Oh no, she didn't. Oh. She changed. We shared a shower there for a while. So
at the same time.
No.
Oh my God! What would that
showering
be like?
At the same time? Is
that would be too romantic?
I know
sexy.
What he was going for with that.
You both don't fit?
Yeah.
Is that what you were going to say?
Oh,
he was being a jerk.
I see.
No. Is it a bathtub shower? Or?
No. He's right. We wouldn't have both fit in that.
I hate bathtub.
She's in so great dangerous. Great shape. I would be too. Yeah, I'm almost too big for it's a very it's a tight shower.
You don't shower with your gal?
It looks good on paper. It doesn't work out in real life.
I'm an adult.
Someone gets cold.
Yeah, exactly.
Usually the guy.
Yeah.
I have one of those showers that has, what do you call it, two...
shower heads?
Yeah, but the kind that come from the ceiling. One of the, like,
yeah, the rain showers.
Those things, yeah.
And you both can't shower at the same time?
I suppose it would be physically possible. It's never happened. It never will.
Oh, man.
Never. Yeah, it never
I'm an adult. So. At this point, I have the use of most of my limbs. I can wash up on my own.
Somebody's always
cold. You are
cold.
So unsexy. It's unbelievable.
Somebody always complains about me peeing on the back of their leg. It just doesn't work.
Okay. No.
Sir, I think you've got to give it... Maybe 2 weeks out of a month you can live together every other week.
But that's probably with her family. Maybe they should go on some little vacation. She just needs to see what it's like to be around him full time.
They both do, yeah.
Yeah, they both do.
Try to compromise.
I mean, I have certain issues that I think Kelly would say that I have.
What? I'm sure.
Take her all day to...
Don't let anybody in the kitchen.
She got back from a weekend with some of her friends, and I had the house spotless. I'd been vacuuming, taking care of the girls, going on a bunch of trips. But apparently I put the yogurt on the wrong shelf in the refrigerator.
Well, pay attention.
I was unloading the stuff, and then I put it in there, and I'll come back and get this in the
you
right place later.
You have to put
later.
It on a certain spot in the
of course. I'm with her on this.
It's like a library. Everything has got its own place in the fridge.
That's right.
Yeah, no, but I mean, everybody's got their quirks.
Good for you, Kelly.
This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Mama, gibst du mir dein Rezept fürs Hühnerfrikassee? Die Kinder lieben das.
Klar, ist doch ganz einfach. Gehst in den Supermarkt, kaufst Froster Hühnerfrikassee und haust das schön in die Pfanne. Genauso lecker wie von mir. Aber sag's keinem.
Doch, mach ich.
Hä?
Peter von Froster hier. Unser Hühnerfrikassee schmeckt wie von Oma selbst gekocht. Mit natürlichen Zutaten nach dem Froster Reinheitsgebot. Gibt's im Supermarkt.
Sag ich doch.
Froster ist für alle da.
Mr. Oskey.
Yeah.
I can only imagine the bizarre habits that you have.
Yeah.
Do you do your own laundry?
Oh, I do all my own laundry. I also, when I cook, I want no one else in the kitchen. I get infuriated.
I hate having people in the kitchen when I do the dishes.
I also hate when no one's doing anything and I start to clean and then they want to join in. It's like, no, you could have been cleaning.
That's why I'm doing it now.
She was trying to spend time with you.
No.
She's in the right. You're wrong. Work.
Did you get the thing where they complain about the vacuum cleaner?
What's
what
that?
Do you
What's
mean?
The complaint?
That it's making noise while you're cleaning. I mean, you're sitting watching this TV show. This is my children. And I'm cleaning up after you because you can't seem to keep the spaghetti sauce on the table.
All right. We're getting.
Oh, hey, uh-oh.
I hope this is her.
Right. Hello?
Hey, Tom, these microphones are on.
Okay, sorry. Thanks, Mark.
That is a fair warning. We should probably get to a stranger's issue.
Yeah, do you have a letter for us?
Yes. Dear Allie / Jessica, I've been talking to this girl online for a couple of weeks now. We've been hitting it off, and we started talking about things we are into sexually.
All right.
I told her I have a foot fetish, and she sent me a picture of her feet.
How about that?
Let's just say they are not what I'm looking for.
Oh.
Do I tell her I don't want to talk to her anymore because she has ugly feet, or do I make something else up? What do I do?
Yeah, just stop.
Yeah.
Don't tell her that she has ugly feet.
Don't tell her that.
Send her a gift certificate for a pedicure.
Well, maybe sometimes that won't do it, will it?
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe
you can't fix a bunion.
I know. Damn, that hurts.
Well, you can, but you got to go to a surgeon for that.
Maybe it's the huge cankles hovering above the feet.
I don't
see anything down there. Hey.
That's the invitation to blubber time. Who knows?
That would be your fear, but... Slowly stop communicating.
Yeah.
Or just say, hey, you know what? I'm not... just you tell her that you're not interested. Let her off the hook. But you don't have to tell her that she
has... been great talking to you, but I met someone.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Met someone that doesn't have...
It's only been a couple of weeks.
The branch of a dead tree.
Yeah. Witch feet. Eagle talons.
Boy, oh boy.
Oh, that's unfortunate. I wish you would have got like a pedicure or something before. I wouldn't even take, like right now,
again,
I would not
pedicures
take a
don't
picture.
Solve everything.
You can hide some
The third
claws.
Toe could be the longest.
Sure.
Who knows what's
like
happening.
So you don't think this should start with psychiatry?
What's wrong
no,
with
I don't judge
fetish?
Somebody with a foot fetish. I don't have it myself, but I don't judge somebody for
you
it.
You have a fetish, everybody has one.
Yes, but mine isn't weird.
I get it.
I bet it is.
You've got to have something really
so is.
I said a beanie with a propeller on top. Let's get our next letter.
Dear Allie / Christy, I'm engaged. My girlfriend wants to climb up a mountain and get married up there, so our pictures will be amazing.
You ever heard of green screen?
It's expensive. Hard to plan, will be freezing, and sounds awful to me. Shouldn't a wedding be about the experience and not the pictures? Yes, it should be.
Yeah, try telling the bride that, though.
I know.
That's her dream.
Compromise, just go on the top of a hill.
Yeah, how about that?
You. There you go.
Yeah, but in the COVID world, the advantage of that is then they don't have to deal with having a bunch of people there.
Yeah, that's true.
Of course, you're going to... Is the Sherpa a licensed... what do they call when you can marry people?
An officiant?
Officiant.
And photographer, too. He's got to be able to do it all.
Yeah, hey, Magabo. You do the words in English for me.
What was his name?
Hey, look, Magabo's learning English, all right?
Okay.
Give him a couple more months.
He probably had to carry the guy up. You know, she's rocking it the whole way, and the groom is back there... Should have been that cigar at the bachelor party.
Just tell, I don't know what to
Isn't
tell.
Isn't it hazy at the top of a mountain?
Like old jaded me would say, you got a 60% chance you're never going to look those pictures again anyway. So yeah. I wouldn't,
Oh, it's cool. I mean, I'm sure they're not talking about Everest or Annapurna here.
I know, right. But
I imagine
still,
it's something a little bit
You can
more.
Drive up Pike's Peak.
Yeah.
You can go to Mount
Get
Pocono.
Out, take some pictures, and then have your wedding somewhere else.
I've got the solution.
Okay.
Anyone in Florida knows this. Mount Dora.
Mount Dora?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that near to land?
Yeah.
Oh.
Near to sea, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mount Dora, isn't that the highest point in Florida?
I think so.
Like 40 feet above sea level?
I don't even think the Florida...
It's not really a mountain.
That's really
a
Florida governor knows that.
Well, you just stunned the whole room.
You've never
heard of Mount Dora?
I've heard of Mount Dora, but it's not really a mountain.
That's the whole point. This guy gets a landfill.
But I think I think it ruins the Rocky Mountain feel.
She's not going to know that. This guy goes, baby, we're going to climb a mountain, hop in the car. We're going to go to, it's right near Central Florida. So it's
some swamp hill.
Yeah, right, I think near she's Disney World.
Oh, I'm sorry. The elevation. Oh, look at that, Christy. I take it all back. The elevation. This is going to be rough. 184 feet.
Oh, boy.
Boy, Space Mountain is bigger than that.
Yeah.
The perfect answer. You get to go to Disney World. Have a blast.
Yes.
Go to Space Mountain.
Yeah.
Too dark in here.
No, if that's your dream, I would just say go get pictures taken there, but have the wedding somewhere else.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
But again,
that's a compromise.
Here's a good compromise.
And you're going to need to learn to compromise.
No, you go ahead and do the mountain wedding, and you get to sleep with her sister.
Oh,
is that fair?
Yep. And tell her while you're on top of the mountain and see what happens.
I'm going to bang your sis.
Or do a Mountain Dew wedding.
Oh.
That's what
I'm into that.
You'd do that, wouldn't you?
Sure.
That's your favorite thing in the world, right, Mountain Dew?
I'll do the dew all day. I don't care. Okay. Who needs enamel?
Do we have another letter?
We do.
Dear Allie/Jessica.
You don't have to say that. Just Allie's fine.
Would you stop?
No, you guys are being too cute.
I just wanted to be included.
Once would have been fine.
My wife and I are going on vacation this weekend to St. Bart's, a French island in the Caribbean.
Oh, we all know what St. Bart's.
Well, you didn't know what Mount Dora was. Now Mr. International knows St. Bart's.
Well, St. Bart's is known for its nude beaches and celebrities.
Mm-hmm. I've been to Cowabunga Beach on St. Bart's. That's a Bart Simpson.
You should have set it up better.
Oh, is that right?
Nice doing comedic learning to you.
How about a good Journey parody pull out of your ass?
That's the doing ass. It's coming up next.
Anyway, my wife wants to have sex on the beach during the day and doesn't care if anyone sees us.
Nice.
But I get paranoid that we'll get busted for some indecency law that they may have there. Am I being a prude not wanting to have sex in public, or should I just drink more margaritas, say WTF, and enjoy that wife is into this?
No, don't do this, sir. You're going to end up, everyone's got a cell phone. You're going to end up on channel 69 on some cable company. And one of your boss is going to go, well, look, there's George.
Well, I think you could be discreet about it.
Yeah, like under a blanket.
Yeah, under a blanket or behind a rock or something.
Nude beach does not equal sex beach.
No.
Like, they are cool with you walking around with an erection. They asked me to leave after 20 minutes.
Wow. I say just do it, but what do
I think you could probably look that up before you go to make sure it's not illegal.
Right.
That would maybe take off some of the anxiety for him.
My fear would be that I couldn't deliver.
Yeah, that would be my fear for you, too.
Oh, I get out there, and then, she's ready to go, and he's, hiding like a turtle.
Right.
Yeah, in the meantime, old horny Sandy crack.
My fear would be that a crab would walk up and pinch my sack. Irrational.
Yeah, looking for his fellow crabs. Yeah. Oh, that's right. You shaved down there. They're gone. Oh, wow. We have time for one more letter, girls.
We don't have
it. We don't have it.
I think we did a great
Let's make one up.
Dear Christy.
Yes.
My boyfriend continues to pee on me in the shower.
Oh, God.
How do I get him to stop?
Don't take a shower with
him. Break up with Josh.
I can't think of anything clever.
It's the only way I can get off.
Well, this isn't just you talking.
Oh, mine would be, dear Christy, I can't get my boyfriend to close lids on anything.
Oh, I thought you said close the deal on getting married to you.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
We've been through this for 13 years.
He won't close lids?
It's like
that's weird.
It's like it saves him time, but it just ticks me off because then I always spill it. Whether it's like toothpaste is sitting on top of the counter, I go to grab it and bam, it flies off because the lid's not on.
Don't close the lid in that diaphragm. It'll bury it.
They have lids?
Yeah.
You just pull out for that.
Trap him into a baby. Trap him into a marriage with a baby. You've got some straight pins, right?
I'm taking a pill.
Now that always works.
So sorry.
You tried it twice, didn't you?
We have
three times. I was married.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.